Ever notice your dog slowing down and having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Rough Greens to your dog's food for 90 days and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Rough Greens here, and I invite you to give your pup the Rough Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your dog will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch your dog a free Jumpstart trial bag today. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. That's TRYRUFF. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens.
Brain fog, insomnia, moodiness, weight gain. Maybe you think they're just part of getting older, but Midi Health understands that for women over 40, they can all connect to menopause. It's at the root of dozens of symptoms we experience, not just hot flashes. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, offering safe, effective, FDA-approved solutions covered by insurance. 91% of MIDI patients get relief from symptoms within just 2 months. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com.
Now for our story. Today, a short while ago, the custody suit of Meade versus Calvert had been sensationally concluded. Judge Willoughby had turned the child over to the young mother and her husband, Lance. While the courtroom cleared, Lisa and Lance were reunited in the judge's chambers adjoining. There, Aunt Mary Lane had found the young people. During the conversation which followed, Lisa had realized there was something Aunt Mary hoped she would do, something Lisa was very reluctant to do. Now, Mary Lane has started down the hall after saying goodbye.
Aunt Mary, wait.
Yes, Lisa?
Aunt Mary, you think I should talk to Bill Meade, don't you?
Well, Lisa, I rather hoped you'd want to.
Perhaps it was cowardly of me, but I hated to face him. And yet it's the least I can do.
Bill had a very deep sense of responsibility toward that baby of yours.
Yes, Aunt Mary, I realize that.
He made sacrifices. Very important personal ones. Changes which may affect his whole future.
That's why I feel so guilty.
And then to discover all of a sudden that he wasn't the baby's father. Well, you can imagine.
Only too well. If only there was some way I could make up to him for everything he's been through because of me.
It's not quite a question of making it up to him, Lisa. I'm afraid that's impossible. But if I were you, I'd talk to him.
Yes, I suppose I should. He's watched the baby growing, changing. I know he must love him. And how he must hate me.
Oh, no, Lisa. I'm sure Bill doesn't hate you. He wants whatever is best for the child.
Well, I do want to talk to him, Aunt Mary, before we leave, but I don't know what to say.
I think you'll know when the time comes, Lisa. The words will be there.
Then I hope I can find him, if he hasn't gone.
Why don't you go back, dear? Perhaps I can find Bill, ask him to stop in at the judge's room for a minute or two.
Would you, Aunt Mary? I'd appreciate it so much.
Of course, Lisa. Right away.
Aunt Mary?
Yes, dear?
I was wondering, do you think it might be better if, well, if Lance took the baby and went out to the car? I mean, it might be painful to Bill with the baby there. Perhaps if we were alone.
I believe you're right, Lisa. I'm sure Lance would understand.
Mrs. Fenner?
Hello.
Aunt Mary told me you were here.
I'm glad you hadn't left yet. I wanted to tell you that... You see, we're leaving in a few minutes, Mr. Meade, and...
Sure. I kind of wanted to talk to you, Mrs. Fenner, but I wasn't sure how you'd feel about it.
I only wish I could tell you. I could put into words just how I do feel.
Well, I've got a pretty good imagination. I think I can guess.
I wonder if you can. There's so much I want to say.
Look, Mrs. Fenner, I wish you wouldn't feel so bad about this. I can tell you do.
Yes, I do.
Well, you mustn't. After all, the baby will be better off, and that's the important thing. It's his future I've been worried about. And now, Well, I'm sure there's no worry about that at all.
I only hope I can do a good job of bringing him up.
You will. It's kind of tough to talk about it.
When I think of the mistakes I've made...
You're a human being. We all make mistakes. And I have a hunch you're going to be okay from now on.
It's wonderful of you to be so generous, so understanding. I've caused you all this unhappiness. Now I come and take him away. Just as I...
What, Mrs. Fenner?
Well, Mr. Meade, if it hadn't been for me, you would have had a child. Your own child. You know that. You must be thinking about it.
I know. That's what you said in court.
That's really why I wanted to talk to you, but I don't know what I can say. Telling you that I blame myself, that I'll never forget it, that doesn't change anything. It can't mean anything to you.
Look, Mrs. Fenner, you mustn't blame yourself. You think you're responsible because Kit told you you were.
You're being very kind.
I'm not being kind. But in view of everything that's happened, I think it's hardly credible to think that Kit ever told the truth.
I wish I could... Of course, I didn't see her leave the house, but... Oh, well.
When did it happen?
The end of August. I never will forget.
August? That's funny.
Why?
Well, I mean, it's strange that Ben and Jesse didn't know anything about it then. Or maybe they did. You can't tell about that crew.
Are you talking about Kit's father and his wife?
Sure. They went out there for a couple of days. It was the last of August.
But that's impossible.
Why, Mrs. Fenner?
Well, I remember that period very well. When Kit and I had to go into town, we went together. And we hardly ever left Malibu Beach.
Well, I know they saw her.
But Kit didn't say anything to me.
Then she must have had a reason. I know Ben Calvert saw Kit. They quarreled.
Quarreled?
Yeah. So you see, Mrs. Fenner... You weren't the only one who could have upset her. You know, the more I think about it, the fact that Kit never told you about her father's being there, I wonder.
Mr. Meade, do you suppose... You see, that night there was a storm. I was upstairs in my room a long time before I went down and found Kit. Do you suppose... Oh, no. No, I'm just looking for an out. I
wouldn't say you were looking, Mrs. Fenner. I'd say we'd found it. You said it was impossible for Kit to have seen her father without your knowing it.
Yes, I think so.
But that night, when you said you were upstairs, he could have come to the house, couldn't he?
Well, yes, I suppose so.
And Kit never mentioned her father's visit to you. Now, don't you see? It does fit in.
Yes, if it's true.
I think it's a theory you can accept as fact. It's far more believable to me that Kit would be angry and upset because of Ben than because of you. I know her, Mrs. Fenner. And I'm certain that Ben Calvert thought your baby was his grandson. So, when he saw Kit, it must have been before the accident. And if he was there just for a day or so at the end of August... But don't you see, Mrs. Fenner, how likely it is?
Yes.
So, if it wasn't an accident, if anyone's responsible, I'd say it was Kit's father, and not you.
I wanted to try and say something that would comfort you. Instead, you've helped me.
Well, as a matter of fact, I wouldn't have thought about this other possibility unless we had talked. So, in a way, it settled things for both of us.
Thank you, Mr. Meade. I'll never forget what you've done for me and how understanding you've been.
Well, that's okay. Well, goodbye, Mrs. Fenner. Good luck.
Bill.
Oh, hello, Aunt Mary.
Oh, I'm so glad you're still here, Bill. I thought you'd be gone by now.
No. I'm waiting for the bus.
Well, you can ride back with me.
Oh, thanks a lot, but... Well, you know how it is.
I know. You'd rather be by yourself. I saw Lisa and Lance as they were getting in their car. That's why I'm glad I was able to find you again. Lisa told me about your talk.
Oh.
She's so grateful for what you told her. And so am I.
Otherwise, that girl would have had a very heavy burden on her conscience.
Oh, there's no sense to that. She and her husband and their baby. Well, those three at least might start out with a clean slate. There's no reason they should go on suffering because of Kit. So, what I told her probably isn't true, but...
Whether it is or not, at least Lisa knows that you haven't any feeling against her. That was very wonderful of you, Bill. And I think you'll discover that Lisa and Lance aren't the only ones for whom this day means a new beginning.
Bill Meade put his arms around Aunt Mary for a moment. Then she smiled at him and, without another word, walked away. Neither Aunt Mary nor Bill realized that in his desire to help Lisa Fenner, he had hit upon the truth of what happened so many months ago in California. All Kit Calvert's lies have ultimately and finally collapsed now. I wonder what Ben Calvert would do if he should learn what Bill has inadvertently discovered.
Discover the life-changing benefits of Meow Greens for your cat. Ever see your cat slowing down or having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Meow Greens to your cat's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Meow Greens, and I invite you to take the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your cat will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, they're going to have better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your cat today. Go to trymeowgreens.com. Use promo code TRYMEOW. That's try, M-E-O-W. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your cat's food to improve your cat's health. Just add a packet of Meow Greens.